Johnny Zaw, MC Brand, Ice Cube, and Easy Nick. Oh, fuck E. Order, order, order. Ice Cube, take the stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help your black ass.
You're goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
The police coming straight from the underground. A young got it bad because I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. That's because I ain't the one for a punk with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe-to-toe in the middle of a cell. I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Thinking every nigga in here selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape. And when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole up bread and water. I don't know if they do what. Searching down and grabbing this. And on the other hand, without a gun, it can't. Down to the street top, black police showing out for the white cop. Ice Cube will swarm on any in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bad of cops in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
MC Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this f***ed up incident?
The police and Ren said it with authority, because the n***as on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping, and I'm weak for them weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law, wishing Ren was a that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me, but they're scared of it again, so they mace me to blind me. But that s*** don't work, I just laugh, because it gives them a head not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying, you punk, read my rights and it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club, so you stand with a fake badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up, and we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick ya, but drop your gat, and Red's gonna blast. I'm speaking when it comes to crime, but I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any that sweats me, any that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The villain that's mad with potential to get bad as f-, so I'ma turn it around. Put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day, but a like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Police. 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 Police.
Yo, man, what you need?
Police, open up. We got almost 3 these arrests.
Get down and put your hands behind my seat.
What do y'all do?
Just shut the fuck up and get your mother and ass down the floor.
Eazy-E, won't you step up to the stand and tell the jury how you feel about this bullshit?
I'm tired of the jacking, sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face. And for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid inside when I'm playing with the trigger of an or an. Cause the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence, cause my identity by itself causes violence. So E with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun and a badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get sh- by me or another. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger.
He's an old school fool.
And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror and it's on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb with a gun. And if I'm rolling up the 8, he'll be the one that I take out and then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say.
Police. 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 Police.
The verdict.
jury has found you guilty of being a redneck, white bread chicken off of this shit.
Wait, that's a lie. That's a goddamn lie.
Get him out of here.
I want justice.
Get him the fuck out of my
want
face.
Justice.
Out right now.
I'll kill you, black folks. No sir.
Police.
Yeah, F the police. Listen, this is the second hour of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Wow. You know, I'm going to have to make a behind-the-scenes archive for you guys. Maybe I'll make a Patreon or something. I don't know. I want to make my own thing. And, you know, the only person I have, not the only person, but the most trusted person I have is Theo here. He's my coder guy. He's my tech guy, and just he's very impressive. I mean, build a site, a social network. I could have had him build something for us sooner. It's just partnership, money, all that stuff. That's just and plus, you know, it's awesome to keep an ace in your pocket. Theo is like one of those aces, which is why I'm glad he's joined the show today. I didn't summon him, guys. It's just divine providence.
That's what I'm like. I just
he's perfect for this show. But and then we have another technological guy over here who's doing the keyboard warrior thing, and. There's a certain level of ignorance that the government wants to keep you at, I think. It's just societal. They want to tell you that things are so hard, so difficult to do. You know, there's an app out there that tells you how to build apps. You know? There are things that you can do. I literally had to, as a targeted individual, someone harassed by the NSA, you know, destroying computers, you know, one after the other. I had to get into security. I went from being a video gamer that, you know, one click install video games and play video games to a guy that has a network of computers, one doing this security job, another one doing that job, and then, you know, I've gone to that guy. I'm now that guy that has to have a redesigned and cracked, broke down, stripped down operating system to be able to do what I do, just because I'm under attack so much. Yeah, I'm that guy now. So it literally, you have to do things when you're under attack from the government. You have to do things. I wasn't going to put up with it. I literally lived in a town where I started being attacked, all these cyber attacks, and then all of a sudden, all the computer repair shops closed down. A small town. And then all three closed down. So I was totally and royally screwed. I went from friend's house to friend's house using computers, and they all tell me that the computers don't work anymore. You know, that sort of thing. A friend had a notice from their IP address, Comcast, ladies and gentlemen, Comcast, where they let the FBI come in, and it basically is a notice saying that we're going to control your internet. We're watching you. We're going to control your internet. I was doing some research with the covert stuff. You guys know what I do. I don't have to go explain that. You guys know what I do. And so This is what we need. We need technological warriors stepping up, because we had 9/11 happen. I've been telling everybody the next 9/11 that's going to come up is going to be a cyber attack, and they're going to clamp on anybody with cyber tech knowledge, and that sort of thing has scared people away from being computer literate. We need people not afraid to join this little cyber revolution that we're having. I mean, I've dreamed of having an app where I can record a police officer doing his crap, his misconduct, his corruption, and once the video's done, it being sent straight to a lawyer. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing videos where police are coming to people's houses with warrants to their phones and their fingerprints. I don't know if you've heard of this, Johan, but
oh yeah,
their fingerprints. So the warrant's not to the person themselves. They'll handcuff the person, go to their phone, force them to give up their fingerprint to get into their phone.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is assuming that they don't get the service providers to be able to give them a backdoor hack anyway. I mean,
most of the time you're hacked, you never even know it. This is on the level of dumb cops. This is the level of street cops. This is the dummies, okay? These sociopaths who get a job. I'm a police force because they're too dumb to do anything else. The high school bullies. This is for an immediate arrest because they have to warrant and validate that arrest. Okay, we've opened up the phone. You've got pictures of drugs. You've got the text deals with the drug dealer or whatever. Whatever it is that they say they have, they can implant the evidence that they want. But what they're really after is evidence of their own crimes. People who have recorded police or people who have recorded misconduct and have made claims and have filed. Or made some sort of report. Yeah, I have the video right here on my phone. And these cops want to come after that video.
Yep.
Instead of storing that video on the phone, well, first off, people, if you're using your thumbprint as a security measure, you're daft. I think is that what they say in the UK? Sure. You're daft. That's total bollocks.
You're asking for your finger to be cut off.
If you can use a thumbprint access code, also have behind that, you can have multiple verifications on your phone, multiple security measures. You can have as many apps as you want. You have them come out one after the other. 10 apps that require a code to get to a certain file. You can do that. People, you're also lazy. I'm so paranoid, I've done it. I put 10 layers of codes before you can get to a certain set of pictures to get to my gallery on my phone. I've done it. So you can do that. I suggest people do that. But we need these photos, these videos going straight to somewhere. Right?
Yeah. Everything should be headless. Everything, that's a tech term that means that we have all the code that functions at one layer, and then we have storage at another, an entirely separate destination, and we make it redundant.
Redundancy and two-factor, is the best.
Yeah, absolutely. And two-factor authentication and absolutely decentralized. And this is where, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin's coming in. This is where the blockchain's coming in.
I'd like to make a point about the blockchain.
Please.
What made blockchain special was its decentralization, right? It was decentralized. But this new digital currency that they're trying to force down us, over here they're announced the Bitcoin to replace our cash. And I assume they're going to do something very similar in the U.S. as well.
They are, and they've already got it set up. Everybody's like, oh, they're still working on it. But no, they've got it.
It's already there. Yeah, it's there. Yep. But it's a centralized.
The NSA has had a Bitcoin ready for us for the longest time. I know I whistleblowed on that one.
Centralizing a cryptocurrency, it's pointless, right? I mean, the whole point of a decentralized blockchain is that it can't be altered, right?
It's pointless, it's not in a central location.
Yeah.
It's not pointless. It makes sure that people adhere to what is digital that can change at any time. Who's to say that they don't come up with a way to change the forensics to make it untraceable, to change how much money you have in your account? fiscal hard cash. Like a
delete button?
Fiscal hard cash in your hand, you can't deny that unless you burn it up in a fire. Okay, but to change, they can change your identity. They can just one day that skip that the chip that scans in your hand can tell you that you're somebody else.
Yeah, and that as
they
well.
Can tell you that you're an escaped federal prison person, and you can be picked up by police at any time. They can change.
The BBC are announcing it like it's a good thing. You know, I mean. Stick a chip in your hand, why don't you? You know, go and pay
they
for things with the chip.
I mean,
it's just so easy. It's convenient. It's convenient.
So what we have to do, and Theo, I don't want to cut you off if you were done.
Oh, go on, I'm done.
It's you know, the model that I actually use for Brady is actually a DAO. Mm-hmm. So it's a distributed autonomous organization. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not built on Lightning, and it's not executable contracts. It's just that it's got this software nature that where the individuals don't need to be connected. They can have their own autonomous groups, and that's what we want to give to the citizen reporters is give them an autonomous group. They can make up their own decision. They can have their own communications, but they can publish it in a way that it gains from being part of this mass that again goes back to domain authority and you know relevance to search engines and indexing because it's standardized format. It part of this if you look at the definitions for what we've decided are the Brady offenses, which we've taken from all the different post departments around the country. Now we have so many. We have over 111. We just passed this last week 111,000 records, and because they're using the same offenses with the same definitions over and over again, if you go actually look up the legal definition of some of our offenses, it's our definition. It's the one that we put out there because the system is so much bigger than any one agency or any one jurisdiction could do. And it represents that it's part of every jurisdiction, or at least within the U.S. Sorry, that's a little ethnocentristic that I don't necessarily mean, but I think you know what I'm trying to go for. So we're actually we're using this tech to define the people's ability to mandate accountability, to visualize it and put it to where the courts may not turn their back on this information. It has to be dealt with. Anytime one of these officers, whether they were terminated or not, anytime they go into a court of law, this record goes with them. And that is something we've never had before. And we even to this day, we need it desperately. And I'll tell you right now, we also have a very short window of this working. This isn't going to work forever because the Supreme Court's come out with a decision as of yesterday where they're essentially suspending habeas corpus at the federal level. They're not allowing state appeals to go to the federal level and simultaneously introduce new evidence, which this Brady evidence would be considered new evidence. It's just that it would come under prosecutorial misconduct in order to get it in. So you got to know SCOTUS is dealing with the qualified immunity thing, and they are shutting things down. They are shutting opportunities down. So we've got to do this, and we've got to do it in a short period of time. And by that, I mean we've got maybe 5 years that this whole thing has got any value at all before we've completely lost it. The opportunity, I mean.
So before it can lose any value, we need to get it.
We need to get loaded.
Public
we need
knowledge
get
to everybody that we can, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, and we got to get people participate. Whether it's support your auditors, support your cop watchers, support shows like this that are communicating it. You know, election. By the way, we're right in the middle of. We've got elections coming up, and this Brady issue is a huge issue in voting that everybody can understand that you don't have to know who everybody is and know all the issues. But right now, we for the first time ever in Los Angeles have actually had an open public debate of the candidates for sheriff. This is the first time that's ever happened. And every single one of those candidates was asked the question point blank, will you support a public-facing Brady list? And every one of the candidates, not the incumbent, but every one of the candidates said, yes, absolutely, we'll support and participate in the Brady List. So do that with your DAs, do that with your judges, and I can't tell you how much it's this isn't something that's going to change at the White House level. This is going to change at like the county board of supervisors, the town, the city mayor,
city council,
right? City council, absolutely. Every city council.
Yes.
And if you're a property owner and you're a taxpayer, you're going to be paying the tab for when these DAs and prosecutors screw up, or when you have bad cops on the street. That's where the money's going to get sucked out of the system. So you better believe that we need city council members and mayors and supervisors and the whole bit. We need them committed to bringing actual change, not waiting on Washington, D.C. and the silly administration, but we need those people that everybody knows each other, small town America, that says we will have accountability and we will make sure that financial accountability goes through to the people that that create the debt, not just Joe the taxpayer or Jane the taxpayer, whatever you want to.
Well, I can tell you, we need to get this program also moving in the UK. Yeah, hopefully I can get you two together, maybe us three together, and brainstorm and how to get that extended over to the UK, because if you're already talking Canada and Australia, and oh God, Australia needs it. I think after Australia, the country needs it the most is the UK.
Well, and we're going to be able to do multiple languages as well. We've actually got that ability already loaded. We just haven't exposed it. So, I mean, we can expand for all intents and purposes worldwide in a very short period of time. That's how we do technology anyway.
It has to go worldwide. This isn't just a U.S. problem. This is a worldwide problem.
Absolutely.
Once it's adopted by the United States, it will spread to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
We lead by example. So it has to. It absolutely has to. But I really want to see some justice in the UK here, because they are also, it's the Five Eyes, you know, that lead by example. The rest of the world adopts what we do, us English speaking countries. So
if we lose it, everyone else is gone.
Yeah.
Well, and we've got the model of law that values this input, right? I mean, common law is where mm-hmm. where it comes from. And if you, when I was dealing with the state bar on the access to justice issues, you know, you can have all the excuses you want from judges and lawyers and law enforcement. If the people don't sign off on it, you know, the thing that I love, you look at Prince George County, look at Maryland, all of Maryland and all of Massachusetts right now are issuing police oversight boards. They're all looking at civilian oversight. They're doing phenomenal projects where every single complaint, and understand that's part of the function of Brady List as well. Every complaint is at a level that a civilian review board can look at it without any permission or any access need to be granted by law enforcement. So it's right there, it's clear, it's accessible, and it's actionable information.
We have so far to go. We have so far to go, because I think, you know, again, instead of defunding the police, which is not exactly the answer, because if you take money away from somebody who has authority and power, they're going to go straight to corruption. They're going to go yes. straight to the drug dealing and the
money is not the problem. It's the like corrupt that. Officials that need to be removed.
But and I've always said on the show, city council, that's kind of where it begins. They have us so stupid that, you know, Monday Night Football and, you know, all this other stuff with the TV and just working us 12-hour shifts, working us as bones. Nobody's making it to that city council.
Well, our Nobody local cares councils are hiring local security to keep members of the public out of the local council meetings. Imagine
really?
That. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, imagine that. So you go to, they've got a public council meeting and they've got private security keeping the members of the public out. and you can't record. They don't like you being recording, even though you're perfectly entitled to record. It's a public meeting, but you know they just.
Well, that's where we need the auditors to start.
You know, doing more council meetings and so on. You know, the police is one thing. You know, I think they're starting to learn now. I mean, most of the audits over here in the UK, when they go and audit the police, they kind of leave them alone, or they come out and play to the camera. Otherwise, yeah, council meetings, they're the ones that need to be audited next, I think.
Well, the situation is much dire in the UK than I thought. In the US, because this is where I started doing my activism, outside of handing flyers at grocery stores and things like that, I started going to city council meetings. And it was there that I found sort of a political identity that I can push forward, a little bit of power. Even though I was not being listened to, but at least it was a forum where I can talk to the other politically minded people, and I gained some friends, some allies. So it's there where we need to start.
I can't agree more, but let me suggest something, which I've found in recent times. I don't feel like I need to go into a market and create an organization. You know, if I'm sitting here in Los Angeles, I don't need to go into Dallas and do this. You'll find that those groups already exist. And this is why, again, we did the Citizen Reporters deal, because if I go find a group of family members of people that are incarcerated, and they go, you wouldn't believe the conditions, the pictures we see, the complaints we hear, and I go, you know what, I can't believe it, because there's so much of it. Every time I think I've heard it all, I get surprised, and it just breaks my heart again. But I go to that group, and I go, okay, let's make you a citizen reporter. Let's talk to your network. Let's see how many complaints you've got. And when I find somebody that says, oh, by the way, I've got some complaints, I'm not talking one or two. I'm talking they've got 200, 300, 400. You know, and they're stacking them up, and they know exactly who every CO is. They know exactly who every deputy is in their community. They know exactly what the sheriff's skeletons are buried.
This is where I was getting to. My point. This is where I was getting to. For some fact, there should be a review done by the citizens in the city council. Okay, we got so many complaints against this cop. Let him go.
Right.
It's hiring the same way. We need, okay, this cop, he wants to apply to be a cop. What's his background? And his career should be watched.
What's his Brady profile say? Yeah.
You know, I think we should take a closer look at the people doing the hiring. Because it seems like they're choosing certain people.
Are militant against the people.
I even read an article in the US. Apparently, they've got an IQ test, maximum IQ test.
Yes.
Maximum.
I applied to be a police officer myself. They said my IQ was too high. And not those words, but.
Yeah. Well, V, you said you were a vet, right?
Army vet, yes.
Okay, so you got a DD 214.
Yes.
Okay. That's all we're doing for officers. A straight up DD 214. That's it. Everybody that served in the military has one. It's all standardized. We know what it all means. And yet, you know, we can't get one for law enforcement who are running around with weapons, interacting with not just citizens, but any individual that's in the US at the time. Mm-hmm. And we can't get a basic list. I will say Georgia does this well, by the way. But we need to get basic lists. We need to know what they're trained at, what they're proficient at, what they're cleared for, what they're aware of, what the, you know, any disciplinary issues, any promotional issues, good and bad.
Where they served, maybe.
Even if they served, then you throw a DD 214 link in there, and that's good to go.
Yeah.
Right. So this can be done. It has been done. The only reason it doesn't exist is because they don't want it to exist.
That's right.
I can agree with that.
We can do this. We can absolutely do this. And we can empower the masses. And there's no this is technology, so it's not like I got to reproduce this thing a million times to have a million people participate. They can all just go to their phone and file their complaint, upload their video, and we're good to go.
Theo has heard me rant and rant and rant. Why don't we have a website where we have cops listed? Why don't we have, you know, people filing complaints with us? Why don't we have this? And at this point in time, I didn't know you existed, but I think we can combine forces at this point, can't we?
Absolutely. We and Theo, so you know, from the technology perspective, all of our complaint forms, we provide to the public the JavaScript snippet so it can be embedded in any number of websites. So if you've got an active group, again, just use the Dallas example. I don't have to go to Dallas. I don't have to create a new website. I don't have to, you know, they don't even have to create a new website. We give them one line of code, one snippet, and they embed that in their site. And now they've got our form with our computing power, with our security, our headless structure, our redundancies and everything else, compiling and cross-referencing and doing what we call the entity reference to put this officer's information and the complaint about that officer into all the appropriate places and then indexed by the search engines in a matter of minutes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
One of the things I do is I build websites for some of these auditors. Some YouTubers have had their channels deleted and so on. I think empowering them, giving them that ability. I mean, I think that's the most people nowadays. They're not reporters. They're not journalists. They don't have that following. They don't have the, you know, they'll pull up a video and they'll get 30-40 views. You know, maybe 50 views. And having something like that where you know you're going to get a minimum, you know. Everyone's going to look. Everyone's going to see it. Everyone's going to see it. You know?
Oh yeah. Well, and we are millions of pages. You know what? I got my hands are full here. So
maybe I can be of service to you, sir.
There you go. We can work that out.
How about the Bradyless channel?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's not like we're going to run out of material.
No typhoon.
Right. And that's why I like to encourage these, because if these auditors already have their own YouTube channel, if they already have their own website, give them the tools they need to just be bigger. Exactly. Give them the tools they need to get out there further. And we're sitting here. I got 111,000 records, but we're doing like 1.5 to 2 million page views per month. So we've got eyes, right? And we know this topic is a topic of conversation. We know the politicians are discussing it. We know the people are discussing it at the dining room table at night. We know the kids are discussing it. You know, we see things like I told myself I wasn't going to go here, but the shooting in Texas where these cops stood around for an hour while the gunman's locked in a room with a bunch of kids that's just he's randomly slowly shooting. I mean, we cannot wait for them to do the right thing. It'll never happen. They've had 60 years since this decision was made at the Supreme Court, and these prosecutors are still not doing the right thing, and accountability for law enforcement still does not exist. We have to start it. We're going to have to start it. It's going to come from the people, and it's the only way it'll stick.
Right.
I'll get Absolutely. Off my soapbox.
The only time something ever gets done is when the people get up and do it themselves. You know, if you wait around for the government, it never gets done. Never gets done right. They always cut corners. Always blaming everybody else. They're always sucking more and more money for fixing something that should have been fixed years ago. You know, this is just a long, never-ending story with them. So the only time something ever gets done is when the people get up and do it themselves.
I think their money keeps flowing as long as it doesn't get fixed.
Yeah.
Like the yeah.
It's sort of like how, you know,
it's like shooting yourself in the foot.
As long as you have a boogeyman, like the CIA, yeah. The CIA keeps getting a blank check to do whatever they want to do, right?
They've got their hands in the cookie jar, and the cookie jar's
Russia, you know, Russia, give us a check. Russia, give us a check. Russia, give us another check.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
And that's external, but
that's another reason why they want to pay out.
For law enforcement. Yeah.
I think that's another reason why they want to keep paying out in the court cases, because you see that that kind of hides how much money they're actually. I mean, imagine how much you know they can, you know, hide in that money. I mean, didn't he just sign a $6 trillion check? Let's go, Brandon. How much did he just sign?
I mean, I hate
to say that.
I don't add them all up.
That was $1 trillion for the infrastructure.
Okay, so you know he likes the trillion, you know, and then it was only just a little while just before him that Donald Trump signed another $1 trillion check. So they like signing these $1 trillion checks, and I don't think the public realize the immense.
No, we don't.
The gravity of a $1 trillion. I mean. Seriously, I mean, they've just normalized that number. You know, $1 trillion is
a $1 trillion. Everybody in their own personal lives should be able to feel a personal effect. When a $1 trillion bill has passed and nothing has changed in your world, guess what? You just got duped.
Yeah.
There are countries with millions of people in with populations of millions of people that don't have £1 trillion in their deficit. These people are spending trillions of pounds like it's nothing, you know, and they're getting ready to sign more checks.
I like to go a little bit. I go the other direction. I come from way up there and I drill down. You know, if you ever want to have a sheriff go to jail, right? Just if you just assume you don't like him and you assume he's a bad guy and you never want him to go to jail, all you have to do is create one investigation. And that's the investigation into the commissary system of the jail and prison for the county. It's usually a jail for the county. Prison's usually a state thing. But if you look into those commissary programs where they're jacking up phone bills and they're selling you a ramen for $5 or whatever it is. I mean, all that money is coming from the people, and it inevitably is getting a big piece scraped off and going into that sheriff's pocket, because it's going to be his wife's going to own the commissary program, or his brother-in-law or his cousin's going to own it, and it's just a spectacular boondoggle. And we catch officers all the time that are, you know, lying about overtime, lying about sick pay, lying about vacation time, and gaming the system, and then they get offered the chance to resign instead of be prosecuted, and they go work somewhere.
Can we talk about that? Can we talk about that? Listen, I've heard interviews after interviews with retired police officers. They'll talk about
they made it 12 years and then got their $300,000 a year, 100% vested retirement. Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm a big fan of Bill Burr, and he did the Uninformed show, and he had this retired cop on, which he interviewed, and this retired cop said, "Yeah, no, we had these." Productivity, quote unquote, marks in which they had to meet, which is another way of saying quota. He said we can't legally call it a quota, but now it's been turned into productivity, and they had to bring in a certain amount of revenue, each police officer. So that meant if you didn't meet your productivity mark, you're working weekends. You're Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So the cops that didn't want to work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they wanted to meet their productivity mark. They would just walk down the street and write everybody the same ticket on their vehicles. You know, not wheel not facing the curb. And they would just get it over with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, this is the kind of stuff we need to stop, because it's all revenue. If we can stop the revenue, there's a YouTuber by the name of Chuck Bronson,
who I saw him on Real News Tonight, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, they did a great episode on him. Yeah.
The guy's great. He has a rear view camera, a front view camera, and he live streams from his phone, and he catches. He has a Google watched speedometer. Right, it watches his speed, so he knows he's not speeding. He'll be on cruise control, but he'll still get pulled over for speeding.
Mm-hmm.
And he catches these dirty cops.
Stops at stop signs so that they can't, you know, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. But these cops are still pulling him over, wanting to give out tickets. And it's revenue. These courts are fueled by revenue. If each car in the United States turned into a bait car, I love the term bait, a bait car to catch these criminal cops, and then take all these claims to court, let's flood the court system, all stuff would be dropped, you know, at risk of exposure versus them losing some revenue. I mean, they're just going to jackhammer something else in the system.
Well, that's why we exist now. But because at least not only do we beat it in court, we record it. You got to record it. Because if you go and just beat it in court, it's not going anywhere. There's no discipline. There's no accountability. That's not going to do anything. You've got to get it. You've got to file the report. You got to force the court to deal with the record. Yeah,
but you got to get into court to get, because these cops got to come off the street to testify.
Yep.
Right. That's at least one day that they're out.
If I ever get a ticket, I make sure to take it to trial just to get the officer off the street for a day.
Just for a day.
Yeah.
And so. And
at the same time,
if you find that they're dirty, they get fired. In a not so corrupt county, they'll get fired. So that's a cop that you can bring off the streets. That's corrupt.
I haven't. Found
Everybody
that
can
county
do their
yet.
Part. People don't understand. They can do their part just by doing something as simple as that and ejecting a corrupt cop off the streets.
Yep.
But it's the retaliation that comes with it, the targeting,
yeah,
the fear.
Yeah,
and they do target you, and they do retaliate.
Absolutely. But as long as you keep having camera feed on you,
and it is scary,
what else you got to fear? As long as you keep the camera on these people, as long as you are in good company, I think you don't have anything to fear. Get situated with a good organization. After you eject one of these cops out, get into one of these organizations that may have your back because they trust you. In order to get in one of these perps off the streets.
I've noticed some of these people, they don't care that you're recording. They'll quite happily do whatever they need to do. They know they've got a golden parachute.
I understand that. But if they don't care, you know, there are some people that are suicidal and they'll kill themselves. I don't care if they don't care. Let them kill themselves.
I mean,
we just went on a tangent I didn't follow, but okay.
just these cops that don't care if you're recording, and they'll just keep beating you, or they'll keep doing whatever.
You know, there's no good answer, because the deal is now that if the system, it's like that finger of death. If the you know, the Grim Reaper reaches out and touches you, they got you. If law enforcement at this point reaches out and says, I'm going to press charges on you, you're not going anywhere. They're pressing charges. You're going to jail until, you know. Guys, we have suspended speedy trial in every single major city right now in the U.S. Constitutional speedy trial of 6 months is gone. It does not exist. Right.
Will has talked about that because he requested a speedy trial, didn't he? He was denied, right?
Well, it's across the board now. Yeah, it's and just so we're clear, that was pre-pandemic status. We just had a guy out of King County, which is the county that includes Seattle, Washington, just got out of jail after what was it, 8.5 years. He'd been arrested for murder. They never went to trial. He was never convicted of anything, and they kept him in limbo, sitting in jail for 8.5 years. That's not even supposed to be able to happen. There are remedies in the system that the judges have to openly ignore their obligations in order to not see them come out. We had one in L.A. For 2.5 years.
I've had drugs planted on me twice. Now the other situation, I hired a lawyer. I just learning how the system works. I hired a lawyer who would just push back the court date.
If he's your lawyer, then your speedy trial just went out the window all by itself.
But the thing is, I hired him because I know and I understand the system. The system is getting flooded. More cases. So I hired a lawyer to push back the court date. At the time, he pushed back the court date because he needed to.
Right.
So over a 5-year thing, you're like, listen, probation, it won't go on your record. I said, okay. I'm out.
Yeah, deferred judgment, right.
Yeah. So... the system wanted to play me. I played the system. That's the only thing you can do at this point. You got to learn how these people work.
Well, I'm not complaining about that. I wouldn't suggest to someone that, you know, that's going to work in every instance or that's going to be in every case. Or put this way, if you find yourself in that situation. I wouldn't go out and create a situation thinking that that's going to get you out of it, though.
No, the only reason why it worked is the whole judge talked to me. Oh, you're so brilliant! You're so intelligent. You know, thinking I'm gonna come up to the podium. Oh, N-word this, N-word that, bad language, bad behavior. Thinking I'm gonna be like that. You know, but I shock people when I speak. Oh, you're so intelligent. Why are you even in my courtroom? You shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's that certain racism, reverse racism that I've taken advantage of myself personally. No, it's not going to work for everybody else, but that's what I took advantage of in that certain situation.
More power to you. At some point when we look at this type of system and the standardization and the scale of it, I can honestly say I have a lot of faith in judges. I have more faith in juries, even though I recognize all of the above are flawed. I would like to think juries that I contribute always. And impart an efficiency and an accuracy. When we talk about Brady, that doesn't mean the individual didn't commit a crime, and we're not trying to get guilty people out of jail necessarily, but we are wanting to uphold that Bill of Rights standard that not a single innocent individual gets punished by the system wrongfully.
Because as it stands, we have people treated as guilty before proven innocent. How many people have lost a year or two in county jail before they're let go for something that didn't do?
That's 80% of those charged with a misdemeanor? Yeah.
That's a year or two of their lives that, oh, well.
Well, I've been in that situation too. And living arrangements and relationships
I have been in that situation. 5 months behind a suspended license I didn't know about because I was in the Army. I come back home, I'm driving in my car, ooh, targeted, suspended license for no reason whatsoever. 5 months. I spent 5 months in jail. Lost my girlfriend, who's pregnant, didn't let me see the child, you know, lost car, my property. I lost everything. As you just said, you know what you're talking
about. That's the damage. Yeah, that's the damage that's being done. And I don't think the general population knows the damage that's being done. And I don't think they know the coercion that follows the plea bargains. And I don't think they know the financial hardship that's continued.
Do you think it's deliberate by design?
No, I think it's malicious indifference.
Wow, I like the term, malicious indifference.
Yeah, it's, well, when you look at it, like, there's a certain level of incompetence, and then there's a certain, you know, after a certain point, you go, well, you've been incompetent for so long, you've got to know you're incompetent, you know, and it sort of turns into, well, I don't really care enough in order to not be, you know, incompetent. So it's malicious. And it comes entirely from indifference. I talk to judges all the time. They have no idea the damage they cause. None whatsoever.
None.
And they think none whatsoever. And they think that they're thinking at this high level about a complex scenario and a intense level of variables. And I always like to say that lawyers like to say that they're playing chess and we're all playing checkers. Thing is, I'm in tech. I play Go. All right,
yeah.
I deal with the level of complexity. I deal with quantum
the computing. Same thing with my partner Theo here.
Yeah, I'm dealing with complexity. I can look at the solid majority, and I'm talking 95% of what goes through the courts, and I can say I can commoditize it, I can automate it, I can automate the workflow and accomplish this task in a fraction of the time and a fraction of the resources. And they look at me and go, oh, it's complicated. And I go, no, it's not. No, it's not. Not in the slightest.
Well, that's every department of government. Oh, it's going to take 6 months, or it's going to take some odd years. Why? I know as a person, I can contract somebody and get it done in a couple weeks.
All right, so here's a little bit of Schadenfreude that you can enjoy with the Brady List. When we did this, we've got all these officers going in, and I'm talking to law enforcement. I'm talking to prosecutors. So they said, well, we have to have a process if an officer wants to have their name removed from the list. And I said, you know what? I think that's a beautiful thing for a bureaucratic form. We should make them fill out the form, and we should make them provide the evidence,
yeah,
and we should make them make a statement. And we should make them check a box that says, I've been advised of my rights under Title 18, Obstruction of Justice of the U.S. Code, and Title 11, Destruction of Evidence under the U.S. Code. And you know how many requests for removals I get where they actually do the bureaucratic form? Fucking zero.
Why?
They call me all the time saying, I'm going to sue you, I'm going to kick your ass, all this kind of stuff if you don't take my name off the list. None of them go and actually do the form.
Totalitarian mindset. Yeah. They are supreme.
That's all they got, yeah. Intimidation. Ooh, that's all they got.
No, yeah. No. You know what? Anytime these people have a threat that they want to throw at you, forward to my address. I'm combat trained. I'm ready to go. Listen, send my address. You got a problem? Come see about me.
So it's, I mean, we gain a little bit of pleasure in that because I know I got where I got all my information. I know where all the backup is. I mean, we even put the authority. You know, when they get decertified, we actually tell them, don't call us. Call the state post department. They're the ones that decertified you. This is your legal case, not ours.
Ask them and put my contact information on there if they want to whine and cry about it. let's get a video recording, at least audio recording of it, please.
Yeah.
Well, my friend, you are someone I consider an ally, a friend, a brother, in arms here. You can always contact me anytime you want, any hour of the day. I will never turn you away. You're a kindred spirit. I'm trying to gather all my brothers here. I'm trying to gather up. You're an exquisite human being. I love what you do. You know, I have these ideas of people who I should be and what I should be doing, and you fit one of those archetypes, my friend.
Nice, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're an inspiration. And Theo, the same. He's the UK version of you, I think.
Theo, I look forward to us talking. Him.
Yeah, we need to keep this going in the UK, my friend.
I've got some questions I need to ask you.
Cool.
And you two, I want you to, behind the scenes here after the break, get each other's contact information through Skype here. Yeah. And I want to give you the next couple minutes to please plug your website. Again, make sure we know which one to go to.
Okay. Real simple. You can Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever, search just the Brady List. We always come up on top because we are kicking ass. The actual Giglio. Domain Giglio, exactly right. Giglio-BradyList.com. And matter of fact, you can also find us if you're just looking for your police department, you know, just search their name, the police department's Brady List, and we'll come up for that too, because we're doing it to everybody.
Yeah.
That is so
coming
awesome.
Coming to the UK soon.
Coming to the UK soon. Absolutely right.
Coming to the UK soon. That's what I'm talking about. I'm loving it. Yes. And see, when you have a targeted individual like Richard Moore and like myself, and see, this is what we can do when we come together.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have to be individuals. We could be a group. We can be an organization. We could be a power to be dealt with. That's what I want. At the end of the day, I want to be answered to. Not answering for. I'm the citizen. I'm the private citizen. I'm the one that makes society what it is. You know, I pay the taxes. I do the work. You know,
I like that. Why? I like that. I just want to live in peace. And frankly, I want to leave this world a better place for my kids. Yep. That's my big thing, right there.
That's
simple
what I'm
as that.
Talking about. You know, if it's not, I personally think everybody's doomed as far as the adults. But I do the show for the kids. That's really where it's at. That's our future. We got too many. And it's a whole other show where we have CPS taking the children. I don't know if you have any feelings on that one. But
deep feelings. I don't know where to grab a hold of it, though.
Yeah. I do a show called Family Case Files. I'm going to make sure you do some research behind me, just so you know the force of nature that you're dealing with here.
I like it.
All right. With that said, guys, we are coming up to the end of the show. Thank you to our special guest, Johan. You got to say your last name for me.
Drolshagen.
Drolshagen.
Yeah, there you go. You got it.
I like Norse mythology. I love Norse culture. I studied it as an elementary student. I was in libraries all the time. Thor and Odin and all that stuff. I love that whole thing. So, just tell me once and I got it.
There you go.
I love that culture. But anyways, and we have Theo on the show as well. Thank you for dropping by. Yes. All right. It's been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, guys. I'm your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king, so please educate yourselves.
What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and you hear the lamentation of your women. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.